talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
LATalkRadio.com, the world's most listened to internet talk radio station. You are now tuned in to the Good Vibrations. What's up, guys? You having a bad day? Well, this is the place to be, okay? I'm your host, David Cohen. We got my co-host, Josh. My brother. What's up, Josh? How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing all right, man. How about you?
Hey, man. Never better. Just another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yes, it is.
You know, this is a blessed Sunday, might I say myself. Let me tell you why. Because we are alive. And we are living. We are breathing. And we are having an amazing experience in this studio. Broadcasting from the beautiful Sherman Oaks space.
Station.
As you guys know, we are an internet talk radio show that broadcasts from Sherman Oaks Space Station. We are in space, basically. We live in space at the space station that's hovering right above Sedona area. It's about Sedona, Arizona. And we just float there, and then sometimes we'll move, you know, over different areas of the Earth and just chill for a little bit. But no matter where we are constantly broadcasting to our planet worldwide. Check this out, guys. We have a very, very, very special guest in the studio today. We have Jackson. Jackson.
What's up, y'all?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, guys, before we get right into the show, let me tell you what today's topic is. Drum roll. It's kids and abusing drugs. Okay, but not only is it kids and abusing drugs, everybody's heard, oh, kids and drugs. We've had people on the show, kids abusing drugs, blah, 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 blah. Well, this show is about, number one, kids abusing drugs, and number two, what happens when that kid is no longer a kid, and he's still abusing those drugs.
And there's an eyewitness right here.
There it is. So we got, actually, Jackson in the studio today. Jackson has always been a friend of mine. We've been in and out of contact, but I rekindled my relationship with him, and I decided to pull him on the show because I feel as if his experiences, I feel like his life experiences are very, you could say they relate to a lot of other people's life experiences. Jackson, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're on Dave's Good Vibration Station today?
All right. First of all, my name is Jackson. I live in the San Fernando Valley. One of my main friends, one of my main good friends is David.
Thank you, Jax.
The main host of LA Talk Radio.
Thank you, man.
Okay, so I want to start off. I've been around drugs my entire life. I've been strung out on heroin. I've been strung out on pills. I've been, you name it, I've done it.
Right.
I've already lost one brother to drugs, and my other brother's in prison because of drugs. So, just that's pretty much about me. I'm still trying to work on myself and trying to bring myself back to reality.
Right.
Not abusing drugs. You know, and that's why I got David. That's why I got the other co-host,
Josh with us.
So I'm trying to do the best I can, but...
Absolutely.
That's it so far.
And Jackson, that's why we brought you on the show today, man, because there's... I'll tell you right now... Who's listening? There's parents listening, parents that have kids that, you know, have smoked weed or like dumb, you know, what, yeah, go on.
If you have any questions about, to the parents or anyone, if you have any questions about smoking weeds, whatever, give us a call and I'll explain it to you.
Sure. There you go. If you want to give us a call about anything, you have a question or concern, please feel free to do so. That's 323-203-0815. Once again, that number's 323-203-0815. Also, you can email me live on the air, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. That's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Now, Josh.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Josh. You and I are both, we're 20, right? We're, you know, we're getting older.
Sadly, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So in,
yes, you are.
Yes, we are, right? Yeah. So in our short 20 years of experience, we have, we've gone to middle school, we've graduated high school, we've actually, you know, it's been in college a little bit, and, you know, we've gone to our fair share of parties, we've had our fair share of experiences. Josh, just question.
Yes.
Have you ever drank?
Oh, God, yeah.
There you go. Right? Okay. Are you functioning? Because you've drank, does that affect you in a way to where it manipulates the rest of your life?
It depends if you abuse it or not.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Totally.
I feel the exact same way.
That's exact, and that's, I'm a firm believer in balance. It's namyo horenge kyo namyo hore namyo horenge kyo namyo horenge kyo.
David, how you doing over there, man?
Oh man, I'm not. I'm channeling Paramahansa Yogananda. I'm just kidding, guys. But seriously, so here's the thing. What's up?
Do you want me,
Jackson?
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
Tell me when you want me to talk about my.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually just gonna kick that off. What I was gonna say is, I was starting off with Joshy over here. I was gonna say, you know, Josh, you've been to parties. Right?
Yes, sir.
You are very, very handsome, good-looking, 20-year-old gentleman, wow, very built.
He's very hot.
Look at him.
Thank you so much.
It's true. It's true,
thank
man.
You
hey,
so much.
Hey, I...
You're making me blush, man.
I'm... I'm true. You are just an attractive man, dude. There's nothing
there's nothing
you can do about that. So listen, you're a coolest cat. You're a cool ass cat.
I'm a cool ass cat.
Okay.
Thank you so
much. You're a hip and happening person.
You're a cool ass dog.
Number one, thanks, bro. Number two, heard it before. Number two, you're handsome for a man.
Yes, he is.
Right? And number three, you have your shit together.
I have my shit together.
But what I'm saying to you is, Josh, just because you drink a little bit every now and then, that doesn't mean that necessarily you are...
He's an alcoholic.
An alcoholic.
Let me say something really quick.
Okay.
There's a key word in this conversation. It's called moderation.
Moderation.
Moderation. Yes, it is. Everything in moderation, man. You got to live your life by moderation.
Right.
And if you do that, you're just going to turn out fine.
Absolutely.
Hey, Josh, I couldn't have said it better. Moderation,
right?
Is the perfect word to expect.
Absolutely. You know, we actually have a caller on the air. We're going to take this. You're live on the air. Dave's Good Vibration Station. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, Dave. It's Christy.
I'm sorry. Christy?
Christy.
Yeah.
Hey, Christy. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Good.
What can we help you with today, Christy?
Yeah, I was just listening, and I just wanted to ask Jackson.
Yeah, what's up,
about
baby?
What he's done for himself to get sober, because I have a dad and a brother who have been in and out of rehab so many times, and, you know, it's really been tough on our life.
So
I'm just wondering... if he's getting help, because
Okay.
My dad never tried to get help when he was in his 20s, and now he's like in his 40s, and he's really a mess. So,
I'm sorry to hear that, Chrissy.
I'm wondering if what's going on with Jackson.
Hey, Chrissy, this is Jackson right now. My father is an abusive father, okay? So, you know, he does what he does.
Yeah.
I've already lost one brother to drugs overdose, and I have my other brother. I have my other brother serving fucking...
No, it's okay. You can. It's not regulated by the FCC, Jackson. You can cuss. That's all right.
serving multiple years in Pelican Bay State Prison. And...
Yeah.
And, all I can tell you is, it's your life. As long as you don't follow in those footsteps, because I've fallen in those footsteps. I've been strung out. Yeah. I've been strung out on multiple different kind of drugs. I've needed drugs just to be myself.
Right.
So. Right. As long as you stay you, your brother, your dad, whoever you're talking about, they eventually will get out of prison or will get out of the drugs or will get out of whatever they're involved in, and they will be with you again. I promise you that. You just have to help them along the way. And if you have any questions, I can answer them for you.
Thank you so much. Christy?
Oh, yeah?
Did that help?
Yeah, it helped, I just feel like there's nothing we can do ever to help these people because they don't want to help themselves.
I
was wondering,
Chrissy, tell me what they're involved in and what's going on.
Mostly alcoholism and pills.
Opiates.
You know.
Opiates. Okay.
Yeah.
I've been a drug addict most of my life. Heroin. Opiates, Vicodins, Narcos, whatever you can think of. I've been involved with it. This is how you do it.
And that's why we're having you on the show today, man, so we can show we can give a little perspective for the other people out there. And I appreciate that. Go on.
Chrissy, this is what you do, okay? You sit your father and your brother down. You tell them, hey, this is affecting me in so many ways, whatever you have to say. And you say, I can help you. I know someone, which is me, that can help them. You get Suboxone, they'll wean themselves off, they'll get clean, and everything will be back to normal. I promise you that.
You know what? My brother did Suboxone, and now he's addicted to Suboxone.
If he's addicted to Suboxone, then get him on Subutex or Methadone.
Yeah, Methadone. He tried Methadone first, and then he went on Suboxone.
Chrissy, can I just barge in for 1 second? I'm sorry.
Sure.
Chrissy, I was just gonna say, I feel like, thank you, Jackson. I'm sure that's information that comes straight through experience. But what I could say, because I haven't had these experiences, I haven't been in that same situation. But what I can say is that from looking at the situation and, being an observer, honestly, here's the thing. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it. Right?
Yeah.
What I mean by that is you can tell
someone that doesn't
want to be helped. You can tell your brother and your father that you love them so much. You would do anything in the entire world for them, and that they're killing you every time they get high, right? Well, that in itself gives them the opportunity to decide what's more important, right? And here's the thing. What I feel, and check this out, I feel like a lot of kids, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you, Christy?
17.
Okay. So you're a young girl, a young 17-year-old girl, and you have you have a father and a brother that are addicted to alcohol and pills. They've been in and out of rehab. What I'm telling you is, Christy, sometimes you just got to lay it out on the table, and I'm sure that you have before, and interventions and stuff. Yeah, that's all well and good. It works to a certain extent, but I feel as if, because you are their flesh and blood, if you were to really, truly show them, not just say to them, you guys are really hurting my feelings and you're really affecting me in a negative way.
Yeah, that's Christy, maybe you should have a sit down with your family, you know, invite some of their friends over, sort of have something more intense than an intervention, you know, give them examples, show them pictures of people who actually live day by day on a drug, you know? We have our man Jackson over here. He has a whole bunch of experiences. You know, he loves to share stuff like that. You know, if he's ever on the show again, and I'm pretty sure he will be, have your family, your mom, your dad, give us a call, you know? Yeah. Have him talk to him. He's the man. He's been through all that crap.
Right.
He knows how to get out of that crap because he's lived it.
Absolutely.
He's lived it, man. He said in the beginning of the show that most of his life, he's been through that shit, and he got out of it.
Yeah. Right. Christy, and, are you still in there?
No. Yeah.
Okay. I've been I've been addicted to heroin my entire life. My brother is serving life over at Pelican Bay State Prison. I've already lost one brother to opiates, to heroin.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. And my mother has bipolar disease, and my dad is... just got problems. And if you have any questions, ask me and I will help you out to the best I can. I mean, my boy Josh is a perfect example of how he explained it to you.
You know, I get the intervention and family and talking, and my mom, when I was little, gave him an ultimatum.
Uh-huh. What was the ultimatum?
That if he didn't stop, that we'd leave.
Okay.
And did he leave?
We left.
Wow.
He didn't stop.
Holy shit.
So we're, you know, I grew up just with her, and we got a restraining order because he was...
abusive.
Always, Christy.
Yeah. So that didn't stop him, though. And my brother's the same way, so, you know, I don't know what to do, but just keep...
Christy.
Gazed over me and my mom, and that's it. And they have to do what they have to do, but it hurts.
Christy, okay. You're 17, right?
Yeah.
How old is your brother?
He's 23.
And where do you live?
Yeah. We live in San Diego.
San Diego? Okay. I'm going through the same kind of problems with me and my brother. I'm trying to keep him on the right track. He has a daughter now. He's still messing around. He's still involved in gangs and all that. And I'm telling you, you sit your brother down if you can. You sit your brother down and you tell him, what's worth more to you, the drugs or you, Christy? Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And Christy, another thing that I do just want to touch on that I'm a firm believer in, I was actually having this conversation yesterday with a dear friend of mine. What the conversation was, it was, is it really beneficial, right? Think about this, okay? Is it truly beneficial to allow your past to dictate your future? Right? For anybody. My thing is it beneficial for a human consciousness, for a person to rely on their future to mirror their past, right? Do you know what I'm saying? For example, let's say you are, you know, a kid and you grow up in the ghetto, okay?
Yeah.
Right? You grew up in a shitty part of town. You know, mom works, you know, late nights every night, and, you know, she might be a drug addict, and maybe dad isn't there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my thing is, just because of your situation, that doesn't mean that kid that has that mother that's working late, that doesn't have a father, you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't mean that kid is... put into that sector. That does not mean that he, because of his past, because of where he's from and what he represents or whatever, that that does not limit him. What I'm trying to get across to certain people and to individuals into the world is the fact that you can be anybody you want to be. For example, and my example, one more thing. My example, yeah, Jackson's trying to get on the mic. Give me one sec, Jackson. My quick example is take the hip-hop artist Eminem, Marshall Mathers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've all seen 8 Mile. If you haven't, check it out. It's a pretty good movie. It's a story of Eminem's life, okay? And what he shows is his mother is a drug addict. He doesn't have a father. His mother is getting beat by his boyfriend and this and that. And he grew up in an extremely physically and emotionally abusive home, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's say that Eminem decided to just stay in that sector, to be like, you know, because of my past, because of what I grew up in, that's the best I could possibly be, is what I grew up in. I'm trying to get people to see outside of that, that just because you were grown into something does not mean that that is a part of you. Does not mean that defines your future. Eminem, instead of holding himself back and, you know, robbing banks or doing whatever, you know, robbing houses and selling drugs. I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did that. I'm sure he did. But instead of getting caught up in it, you know, and like choosing that life, instead of being like, you know, I'm going to choose the life of a thug. I'm going to choose the life of, you know, a pimp, or I'm going to go, you know, hustle and like sell drugs and steal from houses for the rest of my life until I get caught by the cops. He didn't do that. He went out there, tried to support himself by, there was probably illegal acts, because in the city of Detroit, there absolutely are. But along with that, he focused on his music. And it was his music and his belief in his music which boosted him out of his past.
It freed him.
Do you get what I mean?
It freed him.
Yeah, I agree.
Jackson, it's all you.
Hey, Chrissy.
Yeah.
Okay, David and Josh are one of my best friends out there.
Well, thanks, Jackson. That means a lot, man.
It does.
But I have been there. I've been strung out on heroin. I've been strung out on drugs. Okay? I've been there. I've robbed people. I've done all that. I've been there.
Yeah.
Have you really, Jackson?
Yes, I have.
I didn't
know
that.
And you know that. So what I'm trying to tell you is, no matter how much, like, just with me and my brother's serving, you know, multiple years up at Pelican Bay Prison.
Right.
No matter what I tell him, it's never going to change his mind. So what I'm trying to tell you is, you have to sit your brother and your father down, and you have to tell them what's worth more to them. You, Christy, or the drugs. You have to sit them down. You have to talk to them. And if you need help, I'm very happy to help. I've been around drugs my entire life. I know everything there is to know. I've been around guns. I've been around gangs. I've been around everything you want to know. I've been there.
Are you not doing them anymore?
Doing what?
The drugs.
The drugs? No, I'm not doing drugs. I'm clean now.
Good.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's great. That's why we brought him on the show, because he actually, you know, he had lived the life previous of, you know, absolutely, I could call you, you know, Jackson, a drug addict, man. You know, you liked your drugs and you took that path, but you realized, and that's why I took you on the show. You know, I wouldn't take a drug addict on the show, someone that's still using, to give other people advice. You know what I mean? I'd bring somebody on the show that's been there and has evolved. It's like a Pokemon. You like evolve.
You're right, David. I agree with you. I agree with you. But I'll never stop being an addict. Even though I'm not using, I'm always an addict for life.
Right. That's what they say in the meetings, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
There's no cure to alcoholism. There's no cure to addiction. I'm an addict for life. I'm an alcoholic for life.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll go on forever. But it just develops. It depends on when I'm using, when I'm not.
Right.
So, Chrissy, what I'm trying to tell you, sit your father down, sit your brother down, and just tell them what's worth more to them. You or the heroin or the drugs or whatever.
Exactly. Exactly.
Christy, I want you to ask Jackson how he got out of that lifestyle. Ask him how he got out of that lifestyle. He's going to tell you. I think it's really important that you find out how he got out of that lifestyle, because maybe that will influence your family somehow into follow that same path.
I really like that, Josh. Hell yeah. Jackson, how did you escape that lifestyle?
How?
David and Josh. The main reason why I escaped the lifestyle is because of my girlfriend.
Okay.
But besides that, Christy, I got a sponsor. I started going to AA meetings. I started going to NA meetings. I started making it all happen because I finally realized, what do I want to do in life? Continue down the drug road and fuck up my life? Or do I want to continue down the good road and make something happen for me? You understand what I mean? So it's up to you. Do you want your father and brother to say this because I've lost my brother too.
Right.
Lose your life, or do you want your father and brother to strive and continue on?
Yeah.
Obviously, strive and continue on.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, of course.
So
yeah.
You gotta sit them down and what's worth more to them, you, Christy, or these drugs?
Right.
And if you need help, I will give you my number and I will help you out, Christy. I will help you. I've been there. I've done that.
That's really nice of you, Jackson. That's really cool of you, man. Yeah, listen,
where
Christy.
Where can I email you, Dave?
Sure, I was just going to say, you know, Christy, you are more than welcome to shoot me an email at davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. You can also, once again, as you know, you can also call live on the air every Sunday, 323-203-0815.
Thank you so much, Christy. Wait.
Christy.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Christy. Did Jackson help you out with some stuff?
Yes.
Yes?
Hey, yeah. Christy.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
You live in SD, right? San Diego?
Yeah.
Okay, if you ever need help, just hit me up I'll help you.
Thank you very much for the phone call, Christy.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate it. You have a wonderful day.
Talk to your brother and father.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, that was very nice. Christy, once again, we're going to give a shout-out to you and say thank you so very much.
Thank you, Christy.
That's very sweet of you. Christy? Oh, Christy's off. Yeah. Christy, thank you so very much. That's very sweet of you. That's I really, really appreciate the fact that you called. We always love it when people give us calls and shoot us emails. Once again, if you didn't listen in, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. Also, if you want to email me on the radio show, you can do so. That's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. If you are just tuning in with us, we have Jackson on the air, who was a former drug addict. He has
still am. You can never stop.
Well, you stopped using.
I'm clean.
You're clean, yes. But you will always, according to AA meetings and all the meetings and stuff. I guess the theme is that you're always going to be an addict. You're always going to be an alcoholic, even if you haven't touched a drip of alcohol in 20 years, right?
People that say that they were former addicts or former alcoholism, that's impossible. Once you're an addict, you're an addict for life.
Right.
Once you're an alcoholic, you're an alcoholic for life.
Right.
You can't stop it.
Right.
But you can be clean and continue your life to your potential.
Right. That's you can eliminate it from your life is the whole
correct.
Thing. Okay. So Jackson.
What's up?
Okay. Here's it's 1:30 into the show. Okay, we're a little over halfway through. I want to get to some real dirty stuff. I want to get to the cream of the crop stuff. Okay. Co-host Josh and I are gonna be throwing some shits at you. We're gonna be throwing some shit at you. We're gonna be monkeys.
Ask me
anything. All right, so check this out.
What's up,
Jackson?
What's up?
Earlier, before the show, this was pre-show. We were talking, and you had mentioned to me a specific experience in which you, and we're going to get dirty here, we're going to get really kind of like really personal, if that's all right.
I don't mind.
Okay. So we were talking about a specific time in your life where you were very depressed and you wanted to end your life.
When I tried to kill myself.
Yeah. Would you like to talk about that? And tell us how the drugs affected you to feel that way.
Do you want me to say how I tried to kill myself and what saved my life?
Sure. Let's kick it off. Why did you try to kill yourself in the first off?
Okay. First off, I took 21 2 milligram Xanax.
Okay.
And 14 Norcos.
Okay.
To try to kill myself.
Wow. That's enough for an army and a half. I'm surprised you don't have little army men in your body being like, dun, dun. How did you survive that, Vince?
I tried to kill myself because I was very depressed. This is just one time. I tried to kill myself multiple times. But this time, I tried to kill myself because I was very depressed. My brother was locked up. No one was talking to me. My girlfriend broke up with me. Just multiple reasons.
Right, right. Yeah. So life kind of had a chain of shitty events in line for you at the moment.
And the only reason why I'm still here today is because I took the pills and I listened. I started playing the song on iTunes. Good Times by The Animals.
When I think of all the good times that's been wasted, yeah. Having good times.
I started.
When I think of all the good times that I've wasted, having good times.
I started listening to that song.
I just had to bust
about
it.
A minute after I took every pill. I took 21 Xanax and about 15 Norcos.
Wow.
To try to kill myself. And I listened to that song and I heard that song and it changed my mind.
Wow.
I went to the bathroom, stuck a pen down my throat, threw up everything. Don't get me wrong.
This is graphic, folks.
I was still very sick and I was still very messed up, but I didn't die and I'm grateful for it.
Right.
But that's not the only time I've ever done that. And it's only because of drugs. It's only because of drugs.
Right. Like, that's the whole point that we're trying to get across to the listeners, is that, like, you know, we've taken Jackson here, you know, who's a friend, and we've seen him, you know, through his ups and downs, and we're taking him in the studio for him to really share his story. And honestly, guys, listen, I'll be honest with you, okay? I've been through high school. I've smoked weed.
Me too.
You know, I've drank. Yeah, right? We've all smoked a little weed. We've all drank. Maybe, you know, maybe tried some other things that just like, oh, maybe one time that'd be fun.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We've all done our little one-timers and had our experiences. But, you know, in the end, it's all the way that you handle it. And if you are one of those people.
If anyone's got any questions about drugs, call in and out. Ask me.
Okay. There you go. Jackson will let you know. But what I was saying is really, what it really comes down to is, you know, just how you handle it. It comes down to the way that you approach the substance that you're going to be intoxicating yourself with. And you need to know, with intoxicating your mind comes a responsibility. People, especially these kids these days, man, 13, 14, 15, getting drunk, smoking weed. Listen, any time that you put something in your body to alter your state of mind, to alter your consciousness, that is a responsibility. You now...
On yourself.
You now, from the moment you pop that pill, from the moment you take that hit, from the moment you take that shot, you now have the responsibility of a lifetime. Okay, think about this. It's a brand new car. It's a brand new car, brand new, your fucking dream car, your, you know, S whatever, Mercedes, whatever, Lamborghini Murcielago, there you go.
I've been there, done that.
Right?
Call me.
Everybody's perception, you know, is a little bit different when it comes to each substances, but when you take them, especially at a young age, what I'm trying to stress to everybody, really, really, really trying to stress to everybody, is that there is such an immense responsibility that is put on your shoulders once you choose to take that drug. You need to know that this drug will not affect you, will not affect your life. You need to know that this is a one-night thing, or you need to know that you will not ever allow this to get in the way of your dreams, your successes, the things that you wish to achieve, the things that you want to be, because here we go. Without the drugs, you are everything you want to be. Do you know what I mean?
David.
In your head, give me one sec, Jackson. In your head, when you take a drug, okay, before you take that certain drug, understand, realize, recognize that before you eat that drug, you are complete. You are whole. You are everything you ever needed to be. And that's why Jackson is shaking his head no in the corner. Because somebody like Jackson, you know, and Jay, I'm not putting you down at all, dude. You're the fucking, you're stronger than any of us in the room, dude.
Just let me know when you want me to speak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, you can, it's easy to get caught up in. It's easy to say, okay, I'll do it again. Okay, I'll do it again. It's easy to get into a habit, right? Jackson.
Okay. David, you're saying, yeah, you want to get messed up, blah, blah, blah. There's people that want to get messed up just to have a good time. And then there's people that want to get messed up because their life is a total mess. Just like how I was.
Right.
My mom was in pain. My mom has bipolar disease. I already lost one brother.
Right.
My other brother is serving life in fucking...
I understand.
Sorry. In Pelican Bay prison. My dad's an abusive father. And that's how I live.
Right.
So I started using drugs because of that. You know, to try to move... To try to make my life
to better. To compensate for that lack of...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So as opposed to David says how there's two types of people. People take drugs that feel good. And people that take drugs to make a... To make their life, try to make it better.
Okay.
So Jackson, when you said you were taking heroin, when you took the heroin, how did that make you feel? How was it?
Better than the sex. Better
right.
than sex.
Did it get rid of all your worries for you?
Yes, it did.
It did.
Did.
Now, what was the best way to get out of that stage?
What do you mean?
I mean, get out of heroin.
Get out of heroin?
Yeah.
Well, slowly I would wean myself off,
yeah.
Or I would take Suboxone or Subutex or Methadone to
counteract.
Counteract.
Yeah.
It fools your brain into thinking, yeah, yeah, totally.
It's opiate blocker to help me get clean.
Right.
And now I have multiple months clean, and that's why I'm trying to help. Whoever wants to call in, I'm trying to help you.
Thanks, Vince.
Now, I know a whole bunch of people right now are taking...
Jackson. Not Vince.
Jackson, yeah, right. I know that. Do you have experience with OxyContin?
Yes, I do.
OxyContin's a new thing now. Everyone's taking a lot of.
You know, I have really. Okay, well, I've Josh, heard the stories about that blowing up in the schools right now. It's all the synthetic, you know.
Yeah.
Josh, let me tell you, the OxyContins they have coming out now, they're all time released. You can't snort them. You can't shoot them. You can't smoke them.
Right.
The old Oxys. Are you can shoot them, smoke them, snort them, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, except for Roxy's. 30 milligram Roxy's, the blue pills, are the best. You can shoot them, you can snort them, you can smoke them, do whatever.
Right.
But the Oxy's that they have coming out now, you can't do that. They're all time released. So.
Right. Yeah, so it makes sense. Maybe they're doing it like that. Well, OxyContin is used as a medical drug, not used.
OxyContin is the same thing as Norcos, Vicodins, heroin.
Right.
It's all the same shit.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
But I honestly think that I'm really proud of Jackson for doing what he did. He came on the show. He lived that life, and now he's out of that life. You know, he's cleaning up. He's cleaned up, and I hope everyone listening to this show can actually take that in consideration. Before you try that drug, think about Jackson.
Yeah, if you have any questions, call in and ask me.
Absolutely. If you guys have any questions at all,
my boy Josh will help me.
There you go. You're more than welcome to call the station. It's 323-203-0815. Once again, that is 323-203-0815. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, David Cohen. We got my co-host, Josh.
What up?
And our in-studio guest today, Jackson.
I've been there. I've tried to kill myself multiple times. I've been involved in drugs multiple times.
And that is exactly what we're talking about on today's show, if you're just tuned in. It's about how kids get into drugs and it escalates. All of a sudden, they're not kids and they're still doing the drugs. What in the world do you do to get out of it? Well,
how do we get out?
That's why the vibration station's here. Listen up. So we actually were just previously interviewing Jackson earlier, asking a few questions about the experiences that he's been through. He disclosed some really personal information about some certain times when, because of the drugs, he had tried to end his own life. He was talking about that.
Multiple times.
So this whole show, listen, listeners. Okay, this whole show, the whole reason why, you know, I come on here and I talk is to spread a word, to spread hopefully an influential word, maybe even possibly a little bit inspiring. But what I'm trying to say is it is not worth getting caught up in. Every kid, every person will have their wants, needs, and desires to try and to experience certain things. But what I'm trying to tell you, what the Vibration Station crew is trying to say, is that really, it's not worth it. It's not like let's see, how can I put this? I believe that through this show that we're hosting, what I'm trying to do is to get people to connect and become a collective, right? And if everybody connects and becomes a collective and listens to these things and understands that certain things are bad,
take it heart to heart.
And take it to the heart, right? Exactly. And really learn and really understand that when one person falls off the map and starts getting tangled up in the wrong things, that affects everybody. We are all one. I'm sorry, Jackson. Let me kick this off. We are all one, and we are all connected. We are all interconnected. That's why I'm so passionate about people following their highest excitements, being healthy, not getting caught up in drugs. Because essentially, the person that you look, that you glance at for the first time, that you only look at for 2 seconds while, you know, you're driving them and you just see them in passing, they have an effect on you in one way, shape, or another. You don't know who they know, who you know, it all has a ripple effect. It is all connected, interconnected. It is all one. That's why we can't have our brothers and our sisters doing, you know, fucking getting down and wanting to kill themselves because of these stupid drugs. It's just not worth it. I have too much love. I have too much unconditional love and appreciation for the collective consciousness that it makes me sad. And that's why I brought Jackson on the show, so we could tell all the listeners a little bit of an experience to where you can see if you follow this path, this is what happens. Now, Jackson's a dear friend, right?
Yes, I am.
Right? So, I was very, very, very proud of Jackson when he started to get clean. It was a big,
I've been clean for a couple months now.
Yeah, exactly.
I try my hardest.
So, the listeners came here with a problem.
Right.
And they need to leave the show with answers. So if they're dealing with people...
Ask me a question.
Yeah, exactly. Ask them a question. But let's give the listeners three key things.
Okay.
Three key solutions that they can, you know, take in consideration, use up those three key things to get rid of all these problems, to help their friends out, get out of these situations. What are these three key features?
You're talking to me?
I'm talking to everyone in this room.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are the... Okay. Repeat yourself, Josh. I'm sorry.
All right. What are three key solutions...
Three key solutions...
To help people get out of the drug life.
To help people get out of the drug life. Jackson.
Okay. Three key things. Number one, get a sponsor. Number two, go to meetings. Number three, call in right now and I'll tell you the rest. That's it.
He's like a salesman. He's good.
Not even like that. I've been there my whole... Right. I've been involved with drugs my entire life. I've lost multiple family members, and I'm here to help you.
So Josh, I'm going to add to your three.
All right.
You know what? Coming from a person that's been through it, Jackson, if you say getting a sponsor really helps, which I'm sure that it does.
It does.
Get a sponsor, okay?
Get a sponsor.
Absolutely.
You,
go to the meetings. Go to the meetings. But listen.
Radford.
Listen.
Woodman and Victory.
This is for people, okay? This is for this statement right here is not for the people that have been abusing the drugs. It's the people that have been affected by their loved ones that are abusing the drugs.
I've been there too.
Right.
So tell me
so this is for those people. Listen, out of those three, yes, getting a sponsor, going to the AA meeting, I have to say the number one above all three of those has to be love and support.
Yes.
Because love, that energy, that loving energy, when one person can actually contemplate and fathom how much another person really loves and cares about that person, I'm sure, Jackson, has anybody ever come up to you and said, Jackson, I fucking care about you. I love you, man. I don't want you going down this path. How much does that affect you?
Yes, they have. I have had multiple people come up to me and tell me, hey, dude, you're going down the wrong path.
Not even that, but somebody that loves you. Not like, hey, dude.
Yes.
Like
people that are like, they love me, but...
Like, fucking care about you, dude. I can't have you doing this. You're breaking my heart when you do this. You know what I mean?
This is what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
And all the listeners out there who are listening to the Drug Abuse Show,
right,
will agree with me.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what they say to you. All you care about is the drugs. All you care about is the heroin, the meth, the pills, the whatever you're doing.
No, I get it. But there has to be I'm sorry, but there has to be some core. There has to be some conscience.
David,
No, Josh, yeah.
David said love. Another good word is compassion. Now,
compassion.
These things are what drives every human being on this world.
Yes.
Those two things, love and compassion. Remember those two words, because that's what's going to drive every single decision you make.
Absolutely. Love, compassion, may I add one, Josh?
Of course.
Excitement.
Excitement, all
right. No, better yet, excitement for the love and the compassion.
There we go.
So, no, but seriously, because that is such, Jackson, it's such a powerful.
You're right.
Powerful thing.
You're right. It is. Loving compassion is one of the two most powerful things in the whole universe.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But I have to disagree with you, is that what drives people to carry on.
Okay.
Okay, because there's people out there that just like myself that love and compassion. Okay, David?
Right.
And then there's people out there that are sick.
Right.
And demented.
No, I understand. No, I totally understand. I absolutely understand. Right? But what all that I'm saying by that is that I believe, I truly believe I just believe that love and compassion and showing someone that another person deeply cares about them is like the greatest gift ever. It's like the greatest like joy and like just form of expression that one could ever show to another. Is if you look at a person and you genuinely are like, I really care about you, I love you, then that, regardless if they're a drug addict or not, I really feel that energy, if you are sending that energy, that vibration to another person of love, compassion, excitement, joy, laughter, happiness, all of that, it all revolves around, right, healing one another, and being like, listen, I love you, you don't need these drugs, and even if the drug addict is going to be like, fuck you, yes I do, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it. Sometimes people are just going to make their own choices and hit rock bottom.
You're going to have to let go.
Yeah. Other times, people may tap into that compassion. Other times, that drug addict definitely may have a conscience behind his ego. He absolutely has a conscience behind his ego. And why I say ego, it's the ego to get high. If you don't think getting high comes from your ego, then you're completely wrong.
I've been there, dude.
Right? Does getting high come from your ego?
In a way, yes.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yes. Of course, because all you're thinking about is yourself. I want to get high. Who else besides yourself do you benefit by getting high?
Do you know how many girlfriends I've lost because of drugs?
I could only imagine.
How many friends I've lost because of drugs? How many other stuff I lost because of drugs?
Right, I could only imagine.
Because when you're strung out on whatever,
right,
all you care about is that drug. You just want to get well. You just want to get high. You just want to not be sick. Whatever. It's that drug, and that's it.
Right. No, I absolutely understand. Listen, guys, I just want to thank each and every one of you for listening tuning in.
Call in if you got a question.
Absolutely. You know, guys, this is actually, we're just going to close the show out. I want to thank Vince.
A.K.A. Jackson.
A.K.A. Jackson. He likes to go by Jackson.
Jackson.
We got Vince. I like to call him Vinny J. His Vince Jackson. Right? That's what we do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jackson, really, for coming on the show. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you, the listeners.
And I thank you so much for spreading all of your personal information to the whole world. And I'm sure that it's going to come right back to you. And hey, you changed a life today, man.
Anyone's got a question, I'll help them out to the best of my ability.
There you go. Co-host, Josh Morgan.
Thank you so much, listeners. Thank you so much. You guys are what makes this station awesome.
Yes, it is.
Hell yeah.
Josh, thank you very much. You're a brother of mine. And listeners, thank you so much for tuning in on the Dave's Good Vibrations Station radio show on LATalkRadio.com, the most listened to internet talk radio station in the world. I love you guys unconditionally.
Yeah. I love you too.
Have a great Sunday. Later, guys. The first time that he was deemed a hero. Something about the first time the kid got smashed. Face stained with a head paint and a marker mustache. If you must ask, that's madness. Unlike last time I had less. It's fastest when I digress, diverge, now I'm stressed. Tangible, like an oracle giving chloroform. Screaming out SOS, cause man, I'm fucking overboard.
Overboard. Overboard.
Well, it's the same shit that we got when we were young. Days are slow, years are fast. So let me tell you, son, we about to crumble. Rebel rumble, fumble stumble into the next honey's arms that'll make your ego humble. Allow me to jumble the everlasting fire that sits in your mind when she reminds you of desire. So listen, I ain't gonna shove it in your baby's face. I'm just looking out for this whole generation's race.